There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Arab World, discovering the region's best stories.
So this week on our Arab World Review, we're looking at two very different authors, Noor Abdul-Majid and Yusuf Rucker. Our reviewer today will be interviewing them at the Literature Festival this year, and he's going to be telling us what he's looking forward to asking them when he gets on stage. Welcome back to the show, Hani.
Hi, welcome. Hi, how are you, Annabelle?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
What I think is interesting about you, Hani, we need to introduce you to the listeners who may not have heard you on the show before.
All right.
You are a... It's like you're a superhero. You're a mechanical engineer by day and then a performer by night.
Yeah, well, I enjoy doing stuff on stage, so I do acting a little bit, community theater. I like dancing tango, so I do as well have a little bit of...
We'll be trying that in the studio later.
Yes, we will.
And I love talking to people, and that's why I'm going to be moderating the Arabic sessions, two Arabic sessions in the Emirates Literature Festival.
Hani, can you talk to people while you're tangoing? Are those two mutually exclusive?
Well, I try.
He's going to try and conduct his sessions whilst tangoing now. You do realise what you've done.
Sorry, I have a picture in my head. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose that now. We'll get back to serious topics.
Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to before we get started?
No. Well, I think, yeah, my family are listening to me today. They missed me last night when I was on air. So I'm just going to say hi to my brother, Sammy.
Okay, so shout outs having been completed, let's jump in to Yusuf Rucker's book, The Book of the Sultan's Seal. So this is available in English and in Arabic. So if you're listening and you're an English speaker, you can get hold of this book in translation. If you were describing this book to a friend, Hani, where would you begin?
The book is innovative. It's very, very different. It talks about Cairo. It shows the writer's infatuation, love with the city of Cairo. I have to say I was unfortunate enough to know Cairo as much or to have visited Cairo extensively. But I have learned a lot about the city reading the book of Yusuf Rucker. The book is written, it has kind of a historic novel genre, kind of it goes back to the Islamic Cairo at the time of the Ottoman Empire. But as well, it is a very personal account of the main character who breaks up with his pregnant wife. So the first 200 pages, you're just sitting in his mind while he is going through flashbacks with his relationship with his ex-wife, and at the same time going through the city. So it's you're sitting in a mind of a person who just broke up. And he has lost himself and trying to find himself in this city as well.
So what is the Sultan's Seal? Because that title's got me a little bit confused.
So the Sultan's Seal, it is well known, the signature of the Ottoman Sultan. And it is in a very nice Arabic calligraphy that you can see now sold all over on pieces of gold. So people in the Arab world, they do, in Turkey, they do, gift each other a coin that has a Sultan's seal on it. It's a golden coin with a Sultan's seal. So he, while he's going through the city, he finds the Sultan's seal, and we don't know if it's the Sultan comes to him, the last Ottoman Sultan comes to him and tell him things. You need to read the book to find out.
So you don't want to give away any spoilers.
So you don't know if he's really hallucinating or it is really happening, because he's so traumatized by his breakup that things start happening to him, and we're like, what's going on here?
I like it when a book does that. I like first person narration where it's a little bit uneven and you're not quite sure what's real and what's not real.
Yeah, me too. And it's so good when actually something then turns itself on its head, so that what you thought was the case, because you're taking it from the character's point of view, something happens and you have to flip your ideas of what you thought you knew.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have to say that a fun fact about I started reading the book without reading the biography of Yusuf Rucker. I have not met him before. And I have to say, while midway through the book, I started reading about him. And it is very surprising that the main character has lots of resemblance to Yusuf himself. He's British educated. He works as a journalist. He lives in the same place where the main character lives. So yeah, I think that's going to be one of the questions I'm going to ask him. Is that you?
Have you actually written yourself?
Have you? Exactly.
One of the things I wanted us to talk about was you said that as you're reading the novel, there's first person narration, you're in the head of the main character. How is this written in Arabic?
Well, that's the very interesting part of the book. It is written in colloquial Egyptian dialect, which can make it a bit difficult for people who don't speak Egyptian. But to be honest, all Arabs basically are they claim to know Egyptian very well because we all grew up watching TV series,
the movies,
hearing and listening to Egyptian songs. So we know Egyptian very well. It hit me that it was a bit difficult in some words that struck me as I need to look them up, or something that I have not heard before. But as I was reading it, it's fascinating how spoken language that is not written, you could see it on paper. It's really nice.
And that is quite new in Arab literature, I think.
Yes, yes. And actually, it is. It has been studied for its innovative use of the colloquial language.
That's great. And it's something that I suppose if you read in English, you're almost used to, because I'm thinking about Fiona Mosley, her book Elmet, she's also at the festival. She uses a lot of Yorkshire dialect words, which reader may well not know, so you either have to get the sense of them from the book or track them down. Alex Wheatle, whose books are set in Brixton in South London, there's a huge amount of vocabulary in there that you think, whoa, what does that mean? But quite new in Arab literature.
Yeah, and it is very local. So I think it shows one thing as well about his love with Cairo itself. Mm. He's going so local with the language, with the little alleys in Cairo, little ways. So basically, while he's going through his daily journey in Cairo, he starts drawing a map of his walking or going through the city, and the map at the end of the book, it turns out to be the seal, the way the calligraphy of the seal is.
So it's the path.
Yeah,
tracing the path on that. So how has that been received in the world of Arabic literature, which can be maybe, I'm going to get myself into trouble here. Maybe looked down upon as, you shouldn't write this.
Yeah. Usually most of the books in Arabic are written in classical Arabic. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it was well received because he has a very, the style of his writing is very simple. It is easy to understand, but at the same time, it makes you think. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make you lazy while reading. We're all used to reading classical Arabic, and we jump through the pages. But here you actually I have to read things twice.
To make sure. So I haven't seen the English translation of this, which I know exists. So I'm now quite intrigued to go and see, have they done anything with the English translation that makes the English reader realize there's something a bit special about it? Possibly not, because I don't quite know how you do that. But
it's hard to capture that
in other languages. You almost need a sort of note at the beginning of the book, don't you?
I know FYI. That it was translated into English and French, and it has won two awards as well. And it was in the Arab Booker.
Yeah, it won the 2015 Banipal Prize for Translation. So that makes me think that the translation was
okay. I'm going to read it now. I'm going to add it to the towering pile.
Well, it is a question when a book has been translated from Arabic, because it's all same with any language, really, mm-hmm. because you've got those turns of phrase, those phrasings or sayings, that when you translate them into another language directly, are just really, really
strange. Loses its,
Absolutely, and how would you do that? I mean, English into other languages, the same applies. How do you get that feeling of dialect or unusual words?
I think it has a resemblance of what happened in medieval Europe when the dialects started getting written down. Everything was Latin at the time.
Yes.
And then the dialects started getting written down, and then they became languages of their own.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Now we're seeing
the same happening with evidences. That's interesting.
I like that.
But Yusuf Raka is not the only author that you're moderating at the festival.
No, I'm moderating for a Saudi writer who lives in Egypt as well. Her name is Noor Abdul Majid. She writes about women issues in the Arab world, facing women in the Arab world. And her latest book is called La Scala. I have not finished it yet. The book has it's described as a symphony of pain and suffering. It has I have to say the character suffers through a lot of things in her life that, you know, it is painful to read and painful as well to imagine the life of the main character. But I think she exaggerates the pain just to give to prove mm-hmm. a point of how much Arab women do face.
So where's it set? Because La Scala suggests it's not set in Saudi.
No, it is set in Egypt. It is set in Egypt. But I don't know, still until now, I have not figured out from the book where La Scala is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, that's interesting.
And I think it has to do
where
with the symphony.
Maybe it's just the whole music music thing. Interesting.
The interesting thing about Noor Abdul-Majid as well is a lot of her work has been adapted into television series.
Yes, and I can say something. I read two of her old books. And I've seen a few of the TV series that was adapted from those books. Actually, it's two books, but they speak of the same story. So it's about marriage infidelity, and the first book is written with the female or the wife take on things mm-hmm. that happened in marriage, and the second book is written. It's called I Am the infidel, or I am not the infidel. I am
the faithless, betrayal.
And it's written from the man's point of view of what happened in their relationship.
I love it when writers do that, when they explore the same story from
the
two different perspectives.
It's very, very interesting, and you see how the same event that happened, how she took it, you know, something that was offensive or something, and he took it something was, you know, he was doing something nice to her.
Yeah. Now, sadly, these are not accessible to me because I don't think they've been translated. Am I correct?
No, but Yusuf Raqqa has.
Yeah.
So you can rest assured that that's one you can add to your reading list.
Because it's not long. It's not a long reading list.
But both of these authors are appearing at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature. And if you want to find out more information about when their events are, you can go to emiratesliterfest.com for more information. Remember, if a book is in Arabic or an author is speaking in Arabic, do check the session descriptions because a lot of them are translated mm-hmm. sessions. So you can still hear from the author in translation if you don't speak Arabic.
Yes, I have to say the sessions are in Arabic, but there are subtitles in English, I think.
Yeah,
the translation.
Sorry.
It would be very cool if we could have subtitles
at the same time.
Just floating in the air. That would be pretty cool.
Surtitles.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio,
Hani. Thank you. Really nice to meet you, Hani.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.